Greetings in Jesus' name on this 28th day of March, the year of our Lord 2024. It's currently in the 40s outside, and we're under torrential rains, flooding rains that are coming through the state of Maine. We made it back in yesterday around the 4:30 a.m. We're actually 4:30 p.m. hour, and just hurried along and made it out to the early prayer meeting, and then out to the house of God to be a part of the Wednesday night service. Thank you for praying for us as we've been away from the radio mic for some days now, preaching in Blacksburg, South Carolina, for Brother Jody McGaha, and then on up to Elmira, New York, preaching for Brother Richard Hack, and a two-day revival meeting that we had there. It was a wonderful time, and we give God the glory for how He met with us in all of these meetings. And we're grateful to God for the touch of God that was upon the meetings and what we experienced in preaching. And we're grateful to the Lord. Today, we're busy about the Father's business. I've got doctor's appointments and following up on blood pressure and following up on, I've got to get my blood drawn again and make for sure that everything is the way it needs to be in regards to my blood count. And then working at the church and laboring on for Christ, preparing for our upcoming Easter drama and cantata that we'll be doing on Saturday night and also on the Lord's Day. It's going to be a great day in the Lord. And I appreciate you praying for us that we would be able to advance the gospel here in this region. In your Bibles today, I'd like to invite you to look with me in Proverbs chapter 28 and verse number 25, where the Bible says, "He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat." Finally, I've found a verse that proves my eating habits. He that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. Well, I don't think it means that, but it is kind of comical. When I read that earlier this morning, I thought of how that could be a joke, but it's not. The word fat there means to be made prosperous or to be blessed, and God is teaching us a lot of things about trusting in the Lord. First of all, I want you to notice in this verse, he that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife. I preached last night on that awful, awful sin of pride. And when pride cometh, the Bible says, then cometh shame. And you can guarantee it that any time that pride is around in our lives or in our families' lives or in our church's lives, you can guarantee it that shame is going to come with it. And here it says, he that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife. It's an awful, awful thing. Strife and contention and ugliness. And we must take a little self-introspection periodically, actually daily, and every morning as we seek the Lord in our personal devotions. And we must humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt us in due time. And we must be a people of God that are humble before Him, following His ways, and doing exactly what He would have for us to do. And then alternatively, though, the Bible says here, and he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. Instead of being proud and having a proud heart and stirring up strife, why don't we just make the determination that we're going to put our trust in the Lord? And when we put our trust in Him, the Bible says that individual shall be made fat. That individual is going to experience the good blessings of the Lord, the good touch of God, the good blessings of God upon their life, a prosperous life, a life that experiences God's touch. And I've made my decision today. I wonder, dear friend, have you made yours? I'm going with this part that says, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm not going with a part that's ugly and has strife and has pride and all of those things. I'm going to go with the Lord, and I'm going to trust Him in every detail of my life. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled Thursday, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.